Burt Show.
Do you guys have stuff about yourself that drives you nuts?
Not one thing.
Because
I love it all.
Yeah, I'm perfect.
I irritate myself in a lot of ways. But I irritate myself most often because I am Little Miss 10 minutes late to everything. Like 5 to 10 minutes late for my life. And I cannot figure out how not to be late anymore. Like, it just drives me. Every morning coming into work, I'm like hauling butt so that I'm not, you know, the 10 minutes late and I'm just running. If I had 5 more minutes, everything else would be so much more
calm. Now, what would happen, though, if you got up 5 minutes earlier?
I'd still be 5 minutes late because instead of getting out the door, I'd like wash the coffee pot. So then when I, you know what I'm saying? Like, for whatever reason, it just drives me crazy. And I don't know if anybody has gone through this and like been a reformed I'm always late person to now a punctual on time person, but I can't ever do it. Like, here's a for instance. Some of my friends, this couple I know well, just got married and bought a new house, right? So they are so excited, and they're like newlywed, they're in love, and they bought this new beautiful home. So I'm going over there the other night, and I buy wine to bring with me. I'm leaving. I have plenty of time to get to their home in time to be there. Dinner starts at 7, you know? But on the way, I think in my mind, I'm like, you know what? Wine is nice, but I should really bring a potted plant. And I should really bring a card that says congratulations on your new home. So instead of getting there at 7, I pull off the highway, go to the Publix, get the potted plant and the card, and then I check out, and then I get back in the car and I gotta sign the card and I gotta go, and then I'm 15 minutes late. Like, why do I do it every single time? I drive myself nuts with it every day. Every day.
10 minutes late is still socially acceptable to me. It's not an annoyance.
No, not
zero
if you're a friend.
Minutes,
uh-huh.
Really? Doesn't bother me at all.
Late is not acceptable. And I'm guilty of it too.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves. But I'm trying to figure out if any of the people I know that are always late, none of them have ever changed. And it's almost like I wonder if it's this mental thing because they always throw in an extra. Like they know they have to, they know they have to be somewhere.
Right.
But somehow they purposely throw in at the coffee pot that needs to be washed, which it really doesn't to get you to work on time.
Right.
The wine, you didn't need to get the potted plant and the card and sign the card and make sure the card was right and everything before you. So it's almost like there is this mental sabotage you put upon yourself to make sure that you don't get there on time.
Isn't that weird? There's some sort of strange psychology in it because I cannot figure it out.
I'm on the other end of this. Like, if you're 10 minutes late to me, no problem. I would rather have you 10 minutes late than 10 minutes early.
Like, but if I was coming over to your house for dinner or meeting you at a restaurant. What if I was, like, meeting you at a restaurant and we said 6:30 and I show up by 6:40?
I'm cool with that. 10 minutes is fine. After that, then we're starting to get a little bit touchy. But after 10 minutes.
But that's if you see each other every once in a while and you're hanging out. But if you're friends or if it was Stacy that was always late, would that not drive you nuts?
I think we both have a problem probably with that.
With being late? See, you're on my boat, so you're not as critical
about
it.
Well, I'm on your boat, too, and it drives me nuts because, to me, if you're supposed to be somewhere at 7 o'clock and you show up at 7:15, then you have just said my time, what I am doing, is more valuable than the plans you have made.
Yeah, and for whatever reason, for me, 15 minutes is a world of difference than 10 minutes.
Or 10 minutes, even.
I don't know why they're...
But for the person that's on time or early, like, that's 20... Like, 15 minutes late, the person who's going to be on time, more than likely, got there about five minutes early. So you're talking 20 minutes of their time that they're just sitting waiting on you.
Right.
And that's all they're doing. They could have been doing something. So it's kind of like what Jeff's saying. I think the irritation with people is in their mind. It's like, well, why is everything catered to you? Why, you know, why can't you reward the people that got there early? You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
But that's not what you're asking. You're asking how to fix it.
How
to get that fight, you know, just to pull that.
Right. Like, I've considered, like, last week I actually considered maybe I will change every clock that I own.
Don't do it. Because then you just
do the
math in your head.
And then the one in my car and the one in my house. Mm-hmm. And I was even trying to figure out if I could change the BlackBerry, but I don't think I can because that's such a Verizon.
No, you can.
You can?
Uh-huh. But the problem is you do the math. If you set them all 15 minutes, you know.
Somebody else would have to do it without you knowing it.
You start to give yourself a grace period. Yeah, that's really, Melissa, I think, nailed it. Someone else has to fix everything.
Has to change it for you.
Right, without you knowing.
For how long?
Because people lie to you now.
And I know it's... Yeah, I just, for whatever reason. And then, of course, in Atlanta, you can always kind of try to blame it on traffic, mm-hmm. but everybody has to plan ahead on traffic in this town.
Do your friends lie to you about what time something starts? Because it gets to that point where you lie purposely 15 minutes. Well, they should. Because 15, I'm just kidding. But no. I mean, you end up lying about to the person.
Why?
About being late.
If you have friends that you're consistently late with,
yeah.
then I guarantee you if they want you there at 7:15,
yeah.
they will tell you that it starts at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
They know. They'll never admit it to you, but they know that you're the one who's always 15 minutes late, mm-hmm. and they adjust it. And like I said, Jessica and I are just as
because
guilty.
Because that way they're not waiting on you. They know you're not going to show up at 7:15, so they're not sitting there, you know, getting anxious.
And that's what makes us feel terrible every time we're going somewhere where we know we're going to be late, because we do that to people.
Do you have any ideas on how to fix it?
No, because I would have done it already.
Really?
But no matter what
I wish I was hopeful because none of my friends, my sister's this way. We tease about my sister about how we're going to hide her body and make her late to her own funeral if she dies before us because she's notoriously late.
How late is she?
I mean, it varies. It's not just a 5 or 10. It just varies within the hour. So sometimes it's 5 and sometimes it's over
an
30.
Hour?
There's so mm-hmm. much comfort in it. It is so much more relaxing that the very few times that I've actually left the house early and didn't have to worry about the traffic because I've left that buffer.
Yes.
It's so relaxing.
Yeah, it's no stress.
It really is no stress at all, and it's actually enjoyable. You're on the phone. You get out. If you make a wrong turn, there's no problem.
Yep.
But I can't train
Parking.
Myself to do it consistently.
Is there
Parking.
Anything worse than
Parking.
When you're pulling yeah. in? Like, remember, I met you last week at Taco Mac,
mm-hmm.
and I was 5 minutes late, and I felt like crap, because even 5 minutes makes me feel like crap.
You were 10 minutes late.
Or 10 minutes late, however long I was. And I sent you, I knew when I was leaving, because I can't remember what I was doing, but I knew I was going to be late. And I sent you the text message or whatever, and then I got into that parking lot, and there were no spots, and then the panic really starts to set in. mm-hmm.
Then everything irritates you.
Yes.
And everything yeah. is irritating.
Move! You know, there's a 72-year-old, totally. One-legged man trying to put his wheelchair in the back of the car.
I'm like,
come on!
There's a guy going 80 on 285. That's true. You're like, can't you speed it up?
Yeah, but it's a subconscious thing. I mean, obviously you're not meaning to do it, but there's something subconscious
something
that is
there,
a sabotage.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, Key, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show, huh?
Hey, good morning. I was just listening when she said that she tells her sister to be early. She always tells her the wrong time. My brother and my sister-in-law are constantly late for everything. Mm-hmm. So even when we send them a formal invitation, theirs has a different time on it.
Really?
A written invitation.
My son's birthday is next week, his party. Their invitation says it starts at 5:30. Everybody else's says it starts at 6.
And they don't know that, so they can't adjust the time?
Nope. I don't tell them.
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
You know what? I had somebody years ago say that it's a control thing. Mm-hmm. If you're always late, then you control the start time of the event.
I've heard that before.
That you
and
are the
true.
One, and it's a subconscious
really?
Control thing
mm-hmm.
where you cannot let someone else be in control. So that means if you get somewhere at 7 o'clock or 6:55 that starts at 7 and the other person doesn't show up at 7, you subconsciously feel out of control because the start time was 7 o'clock, but now it's not going to start until they get there. If
waiting,
I'd gotten here if after
that
10.
That gives right. them the control position.
Yeah, yes. Josh is saying he saw a Dr. Phil exactly like this. He just
Maybe
instant messaged to me, and it said, he said it was a selfish thing. You could be on time, but instead you need to be more important than the other person, so you make yourself subconsciously late.
God, what a diva!
Really?
You suck, Jen.
God, Jen!
Well, then why do I irritate myself so much with it?
Because you can't let go of the control. It's a subconscious thing.
Wow.
Because you know it's wrong on the surface. You know it's wrong.
Dude,
you feel guilty.
That's way
Hey,
deeper.
Meredith, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
You guys are wonderful.
Thank
yes,
you.
We are.
Just won a holiday gift card yesterday for $500. Thank you very much, Brittany. But anyway, I'll get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, and I'm sure you are so sweet and you're a wonderful person, but what I would recommend, because I used to do this all the time, is you have got to set your clock back like 40 minutes before the hour. Then you need to write whatever appointment you have on the calendar. Let's say it's for 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
You need to write it, and I don't mean to sound rude, but you need to write it down that it's 6 o'clock drinks with Bert or whatever.
Okay.
And even if it's 6:30, and then thirdly, you got to follow it, and you
right.
just got it's self-discipline. It's not, you know, it's not about, you got to say, okay, even though I'm going to be bored as hell waiting there 40 minutes early, I've got to do this because you know what? On the other side, it's really annoying.
Who's got the time to be 40 minutes
early? Changing all the times and writing appointments down, pointless. Because you will just look at the clock in my bedroom.
Because you know that it's changed.
I think, though, writing the appointment down, because we have so many different ones throughout the day.
I'll forget what time the real start is.
Because I'll put stuff, drinks with a friend I haven't seen in 3 weeks. It's on my calendar for 3 weeks from now. So if we're supposed to be 6:30 and I consistently do it at 6, then...
You'll know it's 6:30.
Yeah, but I think 3 weeks out, I would forget.
You'll just forget all that. It'll become your routine.
Not if you're doing it with all of your appointments.
You just have to stop trying to be the most important person in the room, Jen.
Wow. Is there another option?
That's difficult to do in here.
The Burt Show.